Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachare. Jamuna Tira Banachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotarashata Shishimadhi Divine Grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotarashata Shishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Iskon Fonder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Grantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishiguru and Shigauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 6, the Killing of the Demon Putana, text number 32. Nunam Batarshi Sanjato Yogesho Bhashama Shasha Saeva Drishto Hyaupato Yat Ahana Kadandubi Yad ahana kadundubi Nunam bartar shijhanjato Yogesho vasamasasa Saeva drishto hyopato Yat Ahana kadundubhi Nunam barta shishanjato Yogesho vasamasasa Saeva drishto hyutpato Yat ahana kadundubhi Christian. Yogesho Vashama Shasha. Sa eva drishto hyutpato. Yat ahana kadundubi Nunam barta shishanjato Yogesho vashama shasha Sa eva drishto hyutpato Yad ahana kadundubi Nunam batar shisham jato Yogesho vasama shasha Sa eva drishto hyutpato Yad ahana kadundubi nunam. Certainly, Bhata, O my friends, Rishihi, a great saintly person, Sanjataha, has become Yoga Ishaha, a master of mystic powers. Va or samasa has become saha he Vasudeva saha that eva indeed distraha has been seen by us he because utpataha kind of disturbance, yet that which aha predicted anankadundubihi Anakadundubi, another name of Vasudeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nanda Maharaj and the other Gopas exclaim, "My dear friends, you must know that Anakadundubi Vasudev has become a great saint or a master of mystic powers. Otherwise, how could he have foreseen this calamity and predicted it to us?" Purport. This verse illustrates the difference between Kshatriyas and innocent Vaishyas. By studying the political situation, Vasudev could see what would happen, whereas Nanda Maharaj, the king of the agriculturist, could only guess that Vasudeva was a great saintly person and has developed mystic powers. Vasudeva actually had all mystic powers under his control. Otherwise, he could not have become the father of Krishna. But in fact, he foresaw the calamities of Braja by studying Kansa's political activities and thus warned Nanda Maharaj to take precautions. Although Nanda Maharaj thought that Vasudeva has predicted this incident through wonderful mystic powers. By mystic powers gained through the practice of Hatha Yoga, one can study and understand the future. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Ramapada Swami Nite Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Let's start by expressing the happiness to have His Grace Vishwakarma Prabhu with us present here. Vishwakarma Prabhu is a very dear devotee of Shishi Kishor Kishori and to all the community of devotees. So we pray for his full recuperation so he take his position and assume all his mystic powers in Kishor Kishori's kitchen. Hare Krishna Prabhu. So there is very wonderful things that Prabhupada highlight from this verse. Well, one thing is that they are individuals by dint of their austerities, by dint of their pursuit of transcendence, they develop mystic powers or this yoga isha or control of mystic powers. These mystic powers also are called vibhutis, which is an opulence to be able to control different aspects of this material existence. So those the transcendentalists are able to develop these mystic powers. And then among these mystic powers, there is one that people can understand the future. They can actually have vision of the future. Not only the future, but also the past, present and future. it's a science to actually obtain these mystic powers. It can be done by following certain procedure. Prabhupada explained here by the practice of Hatha Yoga or the process of Ashtanga Yoga, the yogi obtained this capacity of have a much greater control over subtle and gross matter. So one of them is that they can understand the future. They can actually foresee things. So great mystics and sages were able to do that, have that vision. They were called Trikalagyas. Trikalagya means that they have visions of past, present, and future. Through the scriptures also, they give a very clear guidance of things that are going to happen in the future, and that can be understood too. Things that happen in the past, things they are going to happen in the future. Some of them goes in great detail of what the things are going to happen in the future. There is part of the Vedas also that give us a guidance of how, by reading the positions of the planets and the different constellations, one can understand what is going to happen in the future of a particular person, what happened in the past of a particular person. And not only, well, actually in general, for a group of people, for the planet and things like that. They can understand by reading these signs. So in general, great devotees, great rishis, who had grasp of all this knowledge, they have this understanding. So this is a pretty amazing opulence. So therefore it's called a vibhuti. And common people, we usually become in awe when we actually see someone possessing one of these vibhutis or mystic opulences. And so here, Prabhupada says that this verse illustrates the difference between the Kshatriyas and innocent Vaishyas. Well, we'll go to that later. You know, we're talking about right now the fact that there are people who can actually do these mystic things. They can actually see the future, see the past, or as a matter of fact, there's other types of mystic powers. We described it the other day. There's eight mystic powers that one can acquire. One is one can become smallest than the smallest. One can be bigger than the biggest or heavier than the heaviest. One can actually obtain something or manifest something material at any. Basically, you can stretch yourself and produce, take something from anywhere, produce it. So, if I want a mango from Maharashtra right now in mango season, then I can sort of stretch or reach there by mystic power, grab a mango and bring and manifest it here. So etc. There are so many, there are eight main mystic yoga powers. And to be always seeing the displays of yoga powers create this position of uncommon people, great awe, to the point that many yogis sometimes get taken by their capacity of controlling material nature in such a way that they become delusioned and think their position of being a controller is a supreme position. And so people too, they actually consider mystic yogis as God. Prabhupada sometimes will call them just magicians. There are some famous personalities, like right now, many of them has been exposed as fake, that have presented themselves as avatars of God, Vishnu. One famous one used to manifest litter some ashes from his hand and then put it, you know, on people like that, or manifest little gifts, you know, of, you know, like a gold watch or things like that, and then give it to people, and people were worshiping as God. Ended, you know, being a gross cheater. There is the example of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur exposing this mystic yogi called Vishakhasena or something like that. You remember? Vishakhasena or something like that, yeah. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the magister of Jagannath Puri, in the region was this powerful mystic yogi. The guy had the capacity to actually sit in fire, you know, and the flames just in the top of the flames, and no problem. And then from his head will come this burst of flames. So he produces fire from his head. And he was able to actually see, guess people's mind, understand people's minds. And he was able also to produce, by mystic powers, to produce things just like that. You know, he produces, you know, a particular grains or things like that. So he had people impressed. So all the simple villagers, they consider him Vishnu. And he was accompanied, so he was Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was accompanied by, two associates. One guy whose name was Shiva, and one guy whose name was Brahma. So he had, you know, the three Murtis, or, so there was a whole package. And he will claim, ask the villagers to bring them offerings and to also offer their women to him. So he have all these, many of the, you know, he will pollute many of the ladies, the young women in the area. But it came to the attention to the British government when he started to say that he will get rid, his Vishnu, and he have come, you know, yada yada hidarmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He came here to reestablish the principles of religion. He will kick out the demoniac British rule and he would establish himself as a king. So the British rulers, they took notice and say, "Oh, this guy is a troublemaker. He's, you know, he's some sort of a, he's going to try to make a revolution or something like that." So they assigned, they wanted to arrest him. But everybody was afraid because he had mystic powers. And they asked Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got to know about this guy, he immediately say, "Yes, this is not good." Not because the guy wanted to the so-called topple the British rule, but or he was going to make trouble, political trouble, but actually because he was cheating and declaring himself to be God. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur approached this fellow where he was. Actually, he created such a thing that a temple has been built for him, you know, everything. So he have all this power. And Srila Bhaktivinoda, when he approached, the fellow, the yogi guy, immediately understood who Srila Bhaktivinoda was. So he says, you know, "Kedarnath Datta, I know who you are. I know where you have come here. So why don't you surrender to me?" And, you know, so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur just addressed him and tried to sort of reason. He says, you know, you are, you know, he acknowledged the accomplishments of his mystic powers. And, you know, he says, "Where his mystic powers comes? Krishna aham sarvas." He, in the 10th chapter, Krishna says that all these mystic powers, they come from him. He is Yogeshwar. So, and he say, "Aham sarvasya prabhavo iti matva bhajante." Aham sarvasya prabhavo matva, what does he say? Matva sarva pravartate. All these opulences comes from him. He is the cause, he is the origin of all these great opulences. So, it should be used. When one understands where is the source, one automatically, naturally wants to use it for the service of Krishna. But Vishekashen, I think that was his name, Vishekashen, immediately chastised Bhaktivinoda Thakur and say, you know, that he is the source. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't have it, and then have him arrested. So he was arrested, and he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he was going to be punished for this offense. And indeed, as the trial went, Srila Bhaktivinoda's daughter became very ill. Like very, very ill. He developed this terrible fever. And Srila Bhaktivinoda's wife was very worried that, you know, she pleaded with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that to please let this guy go. Otherwise, he's going to kill her daughter. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, that let us all die, but this guy is, you know, this cheater is not, you know, going to be successful. So he just directed his wife to give tulsi leaves, or, you know, the charitamrita to the daughter. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur got really ill, same. And Even in a very ill manner, he continued. He went to court and he gave his final decision. This man is punished to jail. And as he's taken to jail, because, you know, he have all this matted hair, then as a person in jail, he have to be shaved. And when he got shaved, then he actually have the mystic powers. His powers were sort of accumulated in the hair. So when the hair was gone, the man actually for 18 days he haven't eaten anything. You know, he had that type of power. But when the fear was taken out, then he got completely exposed and then he collapsed and eventually he died. So mystic powers are real. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And in Vedic times, during the very, you know, common people they have the experience, it's a common experience of saintly persons and yogis, transcendentalists, that are able to manifest these amazing abilities. So Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men immediately when they can recognize, okay, these things exist. It's not, you know, it's like common. It was a common understanding. This day is something that is, no, it's impossible. That doesn't exist. There's some trick. There's something that is happening, you know. It's like a showman. It's like a magic trick, you know? Yeah. When you see all these magicians doing things, you know, disappearing and appearing and things like that, one is in awe, but one thing, there's something, there's some trick to it. Because otherwise, that is not possible. So it's not common understanding. So that is one point. The other point is that a devotee, that Prabhupada makes here, a devotee can actually develop all this, have all these mystic powers at his hand. So a devotee can possess also all these mystic powers. They will manifest according to the service that the devotee has. But the devotees, the advanced devotees, the pure devotees have this capacity. So, but again, the difference between the devotee and a non-devotee transcendentalist is that the devotee is not thinking or is not proud, is not showing, or is, you know, the devotee uses all these mystic powers, if necessary, for the service of Krishna. So, otherwise they don't manifest. And we see it in the case, you know, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the capacities that Srila Prabhupada had to do anything and everything so perfectly and with such an ability and understanding, it was mind-boggling. When we read and when we hear Prabhupada's pastimes for those who were with him and how he dealt with different situations, very difficult situations, and the expertise that he had in doing this thing was, they were in awe. It was something, many of them, they can even understand you know, how Prabhupada had the vision and the understanding of dealing with these things. How expert he was. So devotees can manifest all opulences accordingly. Every single person has a particular gift and certain manifestation of a particular opulence or a particular ability. And according to the person's karma, or then these abilities are manifested in different degrees and levels. And according to karma, then these abilities will give the person this opulence. But they're there. And Krishna explains that all these different things, they actually, he says that in the seventh chapter, that he is the ability of man. Shabdake Purusham Nishu. He says in the verse Rasoham Apsukunteya Prabhashmi Surya Susayo. What is it? Shashi Surya Yo. Pranava Sarvavedeshu Shabdake Purusham Nishu. That among him being the taste of water, the light of the sun, he is the ability of man. In the 10th chapter later, he says that intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt and delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses, control of the mind, happiness and distress, birth, death, fear, fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, satisfaction, austerity, charity, fame, and infamy. All these various qualities of living beings are created by me alone. So, Krishna is the source, and according, he can give this ability. So, every single person has certain level of ability. When we see that according to the nature, the Vaishyas, the Brahmanas, has a particular ability that when they are actually very developed, then people are in awe. So in general, Brahmanas are renounced. So the opulence of renunciation, when they're able to manifest this very extreme renunciation, and people are in awe. How can they do it? So they become famous for that. They also display knowledge, deep knowledge of everything, deep understandings of how things work in this creation, deep understandings of the scriptures. They're able to teach. They're able to do all these Brahminical activities with great depth. So that opulence, that capacity, is the capacity for others. Then it becomes, you know, you become a very inspired. You see that. The Kshatriyas, and in this case, this is Prabhupada says the difference between Vaishyas and Kshatriyas, that the Kshatriyas not only have great physical power and and fearlessness. You know, we hear those descriptions in the 18th chapter of what are the qualities of the Kshatriyas. Shrivali. How do you say? Shrivali. Yeah, that. Shivari. Shivari. Yeah, I can't pronounce it. They're fearless. They will, if a Kshatriya, if some danger comes, they go right into. When everybody runs the other way, the Kshatriya runs towards that. By nature. And, you know, they have this, this courage. And people become in awe about these things, become a hero. So there's a big fire, there's a big danger, they go right straight into when everybody runs away. So they're heroic. But they also have the capacity of diplomacy. They can understand. So in this case, Vasudev was a Kshatriya. So just by observing the political analysis, you know, they call it now pundits. They use the word pandit, and now, you know, he become a pundit, political pundits, and think tanks in the government. They have all these think tanks of all these political pundits that are supposed to, just by observing the different political situations and by observing by understanding how the ideologies of these people and by understanding how they acted, they can actually see, okay, they will do this. This is what's going to happen. They understand how things are going to, the political maneuvers. They understand it. So Vasudev was expert Kshatriya. So just by observing, by understanding the character of Kamsa, he could understand there's problem. Because remember, Kamsa at this moment was all soft, and you know, he just spoke so much nice philosophy and freedom, showed repentance, and Vasudev gracefully pardoned him and sort of accepted, but he was not fool. He could understand this guy, this is how he's gonna act. So he told Nanda Maharaj, please go back to Gokula. There's going to be a lot of trouble coming towards you. He could understand the whole thing before it happens. But just by this capacity that Kshatriyas have, this natural capacity when it's manifest, when it's developed very deeply. Other people don't have that, to some extent, but not, you know, to the expertise of these Kshatriyas. So for common people, you think, wow, this guy has mystic powers. He can see the future, but actually, he was able to understand by studying the political situation. And Vaishyas, they have this capacity of making money. You know, almost smelling where the money is going to come. So they have the capacity of creating wealth. Other people don't have this capacity. I always say, like, you know, I grew up as an the natural propensity that I have is artistic. Most of the art, I grew up with artists. All my friends, you know, were in different things like that. Oh, my wife is, you know, by nature is an artist, photographer. Have no clue how to make money. So most of us artists, you need a manager, you need a rep. So in general, we find, you know, someone who is a vaisha who can sell our art, who can, you know, represent us, so we can be able to sell. Otherwise, most artists, they go hungry. I share with you, you know, something that Tamal Krishna Maharaj told my Guru Maharaj about myself. Tamal Krishna Maharaj always was very sweet and kind towards myself and the devotees who were part of the Harinam at that time in New York. He would come regularly to New York and be very encouraging and come with us sometimes. So he told my Guru Maharaj that although he loved me, he won't marry one of his disciples with me because he doesn't approve this type of work that I do, because he doesn't want his disciple to go on with hand in mouth through their life. So basically, you know, struggling for exist, you know, for making a living, because this music business is not a secure way of, you know, you have no clue, most of the artists. So so I was saying, yes, so vaishyas have that capacity. Another thing that vaishyas knows is that they understand the animals. It's almost they have the capacity to understand how animals act and what are the feelings of the animals and, you know, things like that. They're able to communicate and, you know, like direct. I mean, when we used to do the Krishna camp in New Vrindavan, part of the Krishna camp was to spend time with Balabhadra Prabhu, the head of the ISKCON project in ISKCON, which is, you know, the cow protection. And Balabhadra is this amazing devotee, powerful like a bull. He have the feel of a bull. He's very strong, tall, and very gentle. Very, very gentle. He's like a bull. And she's showing the whole group how to work the bull. So there he is, almost communicating with the bull. It was like, you know, one person, he would tap the bull in a certain way, and the bull would do this. He would say, ha ha ha, and the bull would do that. You know, so he had this perfect mystic control of this magnificent, huge creature. That, you know, you put any one of us in front of this creature and you look at each other like, you know, okay, let me keep myself a little away from this, you know, otherwise. But Balabhadra Prabhu had this capacity, vaishyas. A kshatriya doesn't have that capacity, you know, a brahmana does, you know, but. And then you have the sudras, you know, someone who has the capacity of creating, you know, a beautiful furniture. Like, you just see people that take up, you know, see a piece of wood and then all of a sudden transform it into something so beautifully crafted. Or in the capacity of musicians, you know, that you have people that are able to create, you know, sounds, beautiful sounds from anything. You know, you can grab a piece of a box of wood, you know, and then create music with it. Create sounds, able to do things. You see, the ability of different people dancing or things like that, or cooking, you know, these are all abilities that are there that can be developed and, you know, create all. And not everybody has that. And it's a particular thing of you know, the type of work that you do. And so, but the devotee understands that these abilities come from Krishna. And therefore, these abilities, the natural thing that the devotee teaches us is that we have to use these abilities for the service of Krishna. And then the other beautiful thing is that when you become devoted to Krishna, then according to what is needed for the service of Krishna, Krishna will give you that ability and that intelligence. So he will give you the intelligence of how to fully perform that. And those we see, Srila Prabhupada, he had all across the capacity to do everything. We're listening to Prabhupada's Lila and the expert way that he dealt with very vicious business people in India to secure and build all the major temples in India, and how Prabhupada was able to always be a step ahead of them. You know, just like Vasudev, Prabhupada will see over. He sees and he always did the right step ahead. So these guys were not able to cheat him. And devotees were in awe. Sometimes they just couldn't understand what he was doing and why he was doing that. But Prabhupada had that ability, that capacity, because Krishna gave him that mystic ability. Prabhupada was able to see things, had that vision. So some things that could be said about this. Any comments or questions? Let's start with Dr. Kevin.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the class. I liked the point you were making about certain people that are born with certain abilities, like mystical abilities or certain talents, and due to karma and things like that. I was thinking about a friend of mine that I got in touch with again a while ago. From the past, she told me that she had this particular ability to get in touch with like someone on a personal level, like just from meeting somebody, she could actually enter herself into someone's home and actually see things and articles inside of people's homes, and then but not physically be there, and then she'd be able to tell them what they saw and things, and she was actually able to on a subtle level communicate with people. And but in conclusion, she was basically saying that she was actually using this ability to actually like lure men like towards her in a certain way. And so basically, it's like you were saying, like people have a certain kind of ability, but if they're not addressing where the source of this ability is coming from, like Krishna, ultimately, then they'll abuse these abilities and use them for their own selfish gain or something and cheat others or have another ulterior motive or something. So yeah, I thought it was interesting. So
yeah. Yeah, sometimes people have those sometimes people do have those abilities, sometimes people just think that they have those abilities. It's more like a little bit of but regardless, is, you know, when one is not properly, doesn't have the proper understanding and guidance, you're always gonna end misusing things. You know, it's a principle. It's like all of us, we have a gift, some ability. And usually that ability is used for what? For the pursuance of sense gratification. Because that's the goal of life that one has in material consciousness. So it's being used like that, is basically misused. So the principle applies all across, from a regular person to a transcendentalist who achieve, you know, great control and mystic powers. Is used for sense gratification, the goal, not for self-realization.
Thanks for the class. So, well, actually, what you mentioned about Srila Prabhupada reading his people when he was buying all these properties to build the temples in the early days, when they were buying some property to have a temple built here in the United States, he was traveling to India and commissioned the devotees to buy a property, but he was really suspicious about the guy, and the guys gave him $5,000, and he foresaw that something would have been gone wrong, and it was really funny. I don't remember. I would like you to. I don't know if you remember that story.
Yeah, the famous story of the Bombay Temple, Mumbai.
Was it in Mumbai? I thought it was like the one on San Diego or.
Yeah,
in San Diego, an American guy, and they gave him the money, and he was like, "Why you gave him the money?" No, he was going to India, and. And he was really like, be careful with this guy. All what he is presenting is kind of fishy.
Yeah.
You know, and there were some of those that were coming from family business that were like kind of seasoned on doing business. But Srila Prabhupada was the only one that knew exactly this is going to happen. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, but be careful. And anyway, the guy ended up robbing them, and he was like, oh God.
Yeah, Prabhupada had that capacity, expert. He was always a step ahead. And me do Jai Baladev and then too. He raised the hand first. Keep it concise, Jai Baladev, okay?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. My comment, and maybe you could elaborate on it, but it's really related to this whole class and what Bhakti Kevin Prabhu had to say in your class. Thank you for your class. You made some good points, but it's related to that, so I'm not going to say anything new. But one thing I was actually telling Bhakti Alice Prabhu the other day was in the ninth canto, chapter 11, verses 20 and 21, something around that. It basically says that when Lord Ramachandra built the floating stone bridge across the sea, without any supporting pillar, most people will consider that a great achievement. This is mystic powers. But actually in that verse, it says that when Lord Ramachandra built this bridge, that doesn't constitute the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Then the next verse says, what is his actual glories? His characteristics. His characteristics, his love, his devotion, etc. And the reason I appreciate that, because if mystic powers constitutes Lord Ramachandra's glories, then that means that Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Durvasa Muni, they're also great. But why weren't they great? Because they didn't have the characteristics, the love, and they ultimately destroyed themselves. And this chapter is entitled The Killing of the Demon Putana. And at the beginning of this chapter, when Mother Putana disguised herself as an extraordinary beautiful woman, the gopis and Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj, they all essentially said, this is a great personality because she's beautiful. She must be the Lakshmi incarnated. But her beauty wasn't actually why she was great. She wasn't great because she was a homicidal maniac. Her beauty didn't cancel out the fact that she was a homicidal maniac. So in the material world, we see that people have, to a greater or lesser degree, the different opulences of Krishna: beauty, fame, strength, wealth, knowledge, renunciation. But these opulences in themselves, you know, aren't why people are great, because we see that people destroy themselves in the end. And so there's a quote that says, because sometimes in the material world, when we have a prestigious job, we say, I'm great. And then when we lose our prestigious job, like Bali Maharaj, sometimes we say, you know, my greatness, my power source is gone. Well, there's a quote that says, I quoted the other day, money, fame, and power increases your net worth, but not your self-worth. You were already valuable with the smaller apartment and no title behind your name. Your value solely comes from the fact that you are a child of the Most High God. And so there's a quote that says, surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it within yourself. And so Lord Chaitanya said this in a literary Brahmana pastime. So what are some steps? I guess it's kind of the same question, because these things come up all the time. What are some steps we can move forward to, same question as the other day, to gain the faith that my power source isn't these opulences, because Krishna gives and Krishna take away. So he will test to see whether we consider our opulence our power source, or whether we consider Krishna our power source. It's easy to say Krishna's my power source when we have these opulences, but like Bali Maharaj, he was tested. Krishna wanted to test him. Do you really consider me your power source? And he passed the test. Most of us will fail the test. So what are some steps we can move forward to pass the test before Krishna does forcibly take away our opulence due to our low character, because we are intoxicated by them?
Just like the other day, the same thing is come to understand Krishna's position. You know, Arjuna is following Arjuna, like that 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga, that when Krishna declares he's the source of everything, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, then Arjuna's, after hearing, and then he have already been hearing Krishna speaking for quite a while, you know, he says to Krishna, you know, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Param Bhavam, like that I accept you as the Supreme and everything you said as truth. And then after declaring that his understanding of Krishna as the Supreme and his position, then he says, actually he wanted to know more about his mystic powers. Please tell me about your supreme mystic powers, you know, and all these various manifestations. And then, you know, Krishna says that he would tell him about these splendorous things, but this as actually just, you know, a spark of his splendor. With the spark of his powers, he's able to manifest all these wonderful things. So when we come to understand that all these amazing things that we see in the material world is only a spark of Krishna's potencies, then you know, we have the proper approach or the proper understanding. Now, for most of us, at one point, it's just nominal knowledge, meaning that it's just knowledge, it's vidya. But the process of Krishna consciousness is to become realized, so that knowledge becomes vijnana, not just jnana, but vijnana, realized knowledge. So we have to come to realize Krishna and Krishna's position and our relationship with him. So it will take time to fully realize, but at least by knowledge we can understand and remind ourselves when we find ourselves bewildered by either the opulence of others or our own opulences that Krishna has given us. So we don't become bewildered. We always remember that this is all coming by Guru and Krishna's grace. And in one sense, when we are guided and we are under the protection of bona fide Guru, the spiritual master always remind us. He sees when we're becoming proud. Both Guru and Krishna are expert in smashing our pride. You know, like we're hearing of sincere devotees serving Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada sometimes praising them, sometimes chastising them to them, you know, to put them in tears. Yesterday we were hearing in Jayapur, Prabhupada sent, there were two disciples that went to Jayapur, because during that time many temples were being opened and deities were being purchased in Jaipur. So these two devotees, two Matajis, Kaushalya Mataji and Sri Devi Mataji, or Sri something Mataji, they were there. And, you know, but because of their sincerity and devotion, they actually conquered the people of Jaipur to the point that the devotees in Jayapur, that, you know, the influential devotees, they will come to them and ask them, how can we help you? And then they say, bring Srila Prabhupada here, just make an arrangement for Prabhupada to come. So these two ladies devotees, what they used to do is they used to chant in the street every day, and people appreciated their devotion. And they did an arrangement for bringing Prabhupada to create a big pandal. And then that pandal, the queen of Jaipur donated Prabhupada, the beautiful Shishi Radha Govinda deities that were installed in New York. But the girls, the two at that time girls, you know, devotees, they were young devotees, they were, you know, Prabhupada expressed his satisfaction and told him, you know, how nice they're doing, you know, how wonderful and this and that, and in spite of being single girls, you know, they were doing so much powerful preaching and this and that. So I'm assuming they were very happy. And then next time Prabhupada just chastised them that they went out in tears, you know. And he even Prabhupada just, like, you know, say, what can I expect? You a woman, you know, like really harsh. Prabhupada was chastising them because, you know, you don't know how to organize things. So they make some posters that they were not to Prabhupada's approval, and, you know, and things like that. So they got chastised to the max. They were out in tears. And then after that, Prabhupada pacified and said, I'm your spiritual master, so I'm obliged to chastise you, to discipline you, and to correct you. But otherwise, he appreciates their sincerity and they're trying their best, but still. So we as devotees, sometimes we go through this thing, you know, either the spiritual master or Krishna just breaking a bubble of pride, or, you know, thinking ourselves that we're doing so good, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, as long as we follow, we'll be progressive. Because for sure we're going to get proud of our vibhutis, of the opulence that Krishna gives us by devotional service. You know, this is a symptom of Kanishta Adhikari, of being neophyte. It's called Taranga Rangini. We surfing the waves of the devotional service. So we like, you know, enjoying devotional service, just surfing. Whoo! You know, like that. Taranga Rangini. But it's an illusion. It's really, it's not, you know, we still have a lot to do, a lot purification, you know, to see that this is just a gift of the spiritual master and Krishna. Just last thing, and then Karunanidhi Prabhuji.
I was thinking that purport Prabhupada mentioned about Hatha Yoga.
About?
Hatha Yoga.
Hatha Yoga.
Yeah, so how one can get mystic power through Hatha Yoga, so that he can able to know the future, you know? So
well,
that's the last line.
The whole thing, I don't know the technicalities of, but in the sixth chapter, Hatha Yoga is also, I think, sometimes it's equated to the Ashtanga Yoga process. So it's a process of yoga that you follow a process, a whole discipline, and by that you develop mystic powers. Because we've not been taught those things, you know, we don't fully inform. But yeah, the point is that there is a procedure given in the Vedas. I mean, there's a whole session of the Vedas, the four Vedas that describe all. There's the whole Patanjali Yoga, that is the teachings of Patanjali Muni. That I think he was given one of the four Vedas. I think he was one of the ones who received from Vyasadeva. You recall something like that? But nevertheless, there is a whole session of the Vedas that tells you about that. How you follow this thing and how you develop, you know, these mystic capacities. But that's, you know, that's not our part. Thank you so much. Karantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.